Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Episode 23. My name is Jess Donovan, and today we are going to talk about morning meeting in an elementary setting and how it helps build a positive classroom environment. Being this my first year with personalized learning, I knew that I had to start with the basics and begin building the whole child right in the first few days of school. A great way to do this was to start each day with a morning meeting. This sets the tone for a responsible, honest, trustworthy, and cooperative learning community within our classroom for the entire year. There is nothing more satisfying than starting off your day with each one of your students sitting in a circle around the carpet. As you look around the circle, you know that your students feel valued, safe, confident, and comfortable. Morning meetings typically have four components to them. However, you can add to or change as needed. That's the good part about this, is that you can make this how best fits your classroom and your students. The first element is the greeting. The greeting allows the students to begin the day by saying good morning to each other in a different language, singing a song to their neighbor, or asking, "What's the news today?" You can introduce greetings like these throughout the year, or even have students be in charge of creating their own greeting to share with the class. This can be a great way to create a student-centered classroom and promote student ownership. Greetings during morning meeting, or even as students walk through the door in the morning, are essential. They are the first step in making long-term connections with their peers and help establish a positive climate for the entire classroom. The second component is the share. This can be done in a variety of ways. You can have a free share, where all students have the opportunity to express something that's on their mind. Or you could have a special topic that students share about, such as sharing a time when they felt defeated and what they did after to pick themselves back up, or a time when they cooperated with others. You could also split students into groups where they are able to share on their specified day. The share component is a great way to give the students the opportunity to share with others what they would most likely talk about during the transition time, instruction, or some other time when they should be focused. This time can also benefit the students because they can build strong friendships based off of their interests and hobbies shared during morning meeting. The third part of morning meeting is the activity. This time can cover many, many different topics within your classroom. In my class, we have been able to discuss growth mindset, positive character traits, issues within our classroom, goal setting, social skills, and even the 10 learner profiles. The students can really enjoy this time because they can see how topics build off of each other. Even though they may not feel as though they are learning, these activities aid heavily in building our classroom community. Lastly, you can end morning meeting with a closing. This can be a poem, a song, a phrase, a motion, a dance move, or any other simple idea. In my fourth grade classroom, we developed our own class closing where the students gave input and ultimately decided on what parts to add in and what parts to take out. We reworked our class closing for several days until the students felt that our class closing reflected who we were as Eagles and our bond that we shared with each other. I gave the option after a few months of using our class closing to change it or update it, but I loved hearing my students say, "No, Miss Donovan, we love it. This is who we are." In addition to the four components, you can always build in your own ideas. For example, you can have a spot in your room where students write compliments about their peers and place them in a jar. You can use the morning meeting time to celebrate the compliments given by students and encourage others to join in. Another idea might be to have students develop classroom jobs, the credentials needed, and design applications to fill out. You may also want to have students plan a community service activity that can take place in or outside of school. Students can support local charities or members in the community by collecting items or making cards to send to soldiers overseas. There are so many different and positive things that can be done as a part of your morning meeting. As I transitioned my classroom to a personalized learning setting, there were many trial and errors that I had to encounter, especially with my morning meeting. However, I think one of the best parts of morning meeting and personalized learning is that you can make this how best fits in your classroom. As the teacher, you have the opportunity to discuss many different topics with your students, ranging from character traits, social issues, problems in your classroom, changes that will be taking place for the day, and so on. I strongly urge you to incorporate morning meeting into your day. It can work for any and every type of student, as long as you are modifying and adapting to your students and their needs. Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.